It is exactly 1:30. Now then, there's a very, very special show coming to the Queen's very, very shortly. And it's a story, really, of a local boy meets good. He's on the phone to, hopefully he's on the phone. We had a little bit of trouble just now. But Kevin Brewis is there. Are you there, Kevin?
I'm here. Hello,
oh, you're
how
good.
Are you?
Good. Technology,
eh? Technology, right.
I know. So you're a excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. You're a local lad. You grew up in Hornchurch and... you're appearing at the theatre just across the road then, really.
Yeah, that's right. I grew up in Hornchurch, and the Queen's was my local theatre. And after going to drama school 20 years later, I come back and perform there. So it's wonderful. So we've got our show, Broadway and Beyond, and it's there next on Wednesday, the 8th of February at 7:30 p.m.
You started, you went to see something at the Queen's when you were a small boy, and that influenced you, and you've been singing at the Fairclough Arts Centre, and so was that when you thought, hang on, this is something I'd like to do?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there was such a great variety of shows on at the Queen's, and, you know, my family always used to take me there, and it was just a natural progression to go into the business myself, really. My father, incidentally, worked at the Queen's Theatre as a scenic carpenter, so we always had good access to tickets and saw a huge variety of plays and musicals and pantomimes there, so it was just what I was used to growing up, really.
Wow. And you managed to make a success. What have you been up to in the last 6 months, say?
Well, most recently, I've just finished pantomime a couple of weeks ago with Stacey Solomon and Samantha Womack.
All right, okay.
That was great fun. I was playing Sarah the Cook. So it was my first year playing the Dane part, which is just, you know, so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, it was great fun to interact with the audience and ad-lib and, you know, really thrive when things go wrong. It was the best part of doing a pantomime, really. And we had packed houses, and it was so much fun. It was brilliant. And... a few weeks later now, we're just starting rehearsals for Broadway and Beyond, and looking forward to performing that in February. And we've got other dates in March, I think, and various venues up and down the country.
Okay, so that was my next question. You're taking this on tour up and down, yeah?
Yes, that's right. I believe all the dates are on the website. So, you know, if you're not local to Essex, then there are other venues.
Okay, so what can somebody coming to see Broadway and Beyond expect to see?
Well, it's songs really starting from the MGM era right up to the current day. You know, there's songs from Broadway shows and just off Broadway, but some of the musicals that have been just off Broadway have been so good, we thought, well, they deserve to be included as well. So it's for the experienced musical theatre avid fan, and hopefully they'll pick up some new songs along the way. But it's good fun for all ages. There's songs for everyone, comedy and drama. So we'll be exhausted after we finish the show.
I'm sure you will be. I mean, what was the hardest part, deciding what to leave out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you do have to. It's hard to choose the songs, but hopefully we've picked a little bit from everyone, so everyone will be pleased and everyone will enjoy it.
Okay, right. It starts on Wednesday, the 8th of February at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices range from £16.50 to £23. The number is 01708 443 3333. Kevin has swigged water. He's all ready to entertain you. I'm sure it's going to be a great show, and it must be very special for you to come back to the Queen's, as a... starting absolutely. There as a boy and then just coming back locally must be brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming back, you know, bigger and better than before, as they say. But no, I'm really looking forward to it.
Kevin, I wish you all a huge success, not only with the next Wednesday night, but also on the tour across the country as well. And maybe you can come in and chat to us next year and tell us how things have been and what you're planning for next year. Well, but you can tell me now, once the tour's finished, what's next for you after that? Or is your diary not that full yet?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what comes off the back of the tour, really, but we kind of just live from job to job. So before pantomime, I didn't really know that I'd be doing the Broadway and Beyond. So we kind of don't plan too far in ahead, but auditions will pick up now because February is quite a busy time. So who knows? But I'd love to come in and have a chat. That'd be fun.
Yeah, great. I mean, is the West End's fairly healthy at the moment. There's some good shows uptown, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's great. You know, you can really take yourself up, and if you get up there early enough, you can bag yourself a cheaper day seat ticket.
Yeah, well, I went to see the play about the robbery, the bank robbery that went wrong, or whatever. The play about the bank robbery, and I went on a Sunday, and we were so lucky because we had the full cast. It wasn't you know, the understudies. We had the full cast and like £20 for a ticket. It was fantastic, fantastic entertainment.
Really good value, That's right. We should believe the Chinese whispers. We should check it out for ourselves.
Exactly.
And find a good ticket price.
Exactly. I can only encourage people to use the theatre. Kevin, before you go, after, of course, good luck with everything, and I hope it really works out for you. I noticed that you've chosen music from Miss Saigon, one of my favourite shows, probably second favourite show to Les Miserables. What's your favourite song from Miss Saigon?
Oh, I think it would have to be Why God, which is actually sung in the show. Yeah, it's a beautiful journey at that point in the show that Chris sings. So I think it's a beautiful song. So that would be my favourite song, Miss Saigon.
Magic. Magic, and I just happen to have it on the turntable. Thank you very much, Kevin. Thank you for talking to us, and enjoy the whole of the
nice
tour.
Speaking with you.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.